We are on our last presentation for the day. Excuse me, it's a little dry in here. Medicaid in depth, the battle to preserve benefits. I'd like to introduce first attorney Christina Lesher. Christina provides advice on estate planning, elder law, Medicaid and special needs planning, veterans benefits, and other legal issues confronting families, seniors, medically fragile children, and persons with disabilities. Christina is a 2003 graduate of the University of Houston Law Center. In 1997, she received a bachelor's degree in social work, summa cum laude, from Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas, with a focus on long-term care. She's served on the board of directors for the Texas chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and was a member of the board of directors of the Alzheimer's Association of Houston, Southeast Texas chapter. Next, I'd like to introduce Lori Mann, truth and taxation specialist. Lori Mann is a mother of a child with special needs who has participated in the Medically Dependent Children Program, MDCP, for over 13 years. She and her husband completed a Medicaid Rider 28 bypass when her son was a newborn to establish Medicaid for her son. 12 annual medical assessments, multiple Medicaid renewals, and a successful appeal of an assessment of a medical necessity and level of care. She lives in Cedar Park, Texas, and works full-time while her husband braves the various medical appointments, billing issues, and therapies for their son. Lori Mann is a 2000 graduate of the University of Texas with a degree in anthropology. She has also completed a master's degree in public affairs at the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm going to take a deep breath. I got two more to go. Okay, our next person I'd like to introduce is Allison Schaberg. Did I say that right, Allison? Skaberg. Okay. Okay. Allison has spent more than 30 years in the insurance and financial services industry. Allison is the owner and managing partner of Consolidated Planning Group, a holistic planning financial planning firm specializing in advisory and consulting services for special needs families. CPG is domiciled in Texas and serves clients throughout the U.S. Allison has also served nationally as a Social Security advisor, member of the Top Table MDRT, member of Special Needs Planning Academy, 2021 alum of Texas Partners in Policy Making. She holds a Series 7, 63, 65, 6, 24, 26 life, accident, and health life, and life health and licenses. And last, another breath. Last but not least, Haley Greer, J.D., the Master Pool Trust Director. As a director of the ARC of the Master Pool Trust, a supplemental needs trust that provides people with disabilities an ongoing source of money for supplemental wants and needs, Haley Greer is responsible for assisting families in establishing the trust accounts, keeping up with current Medicaid regulations, approving trust disbursements, communicating with attorneys and judges, and educating interested groups about the benefits of the trust. Y'all, let's welcome.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that there are people here because this is the good stuff, okay? So I appreciate everybody that stayed, and I recognize that you're counting down the minutes until your cocktail, but I promise you we're going to make it worth your while. Okay, now, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm going to tell you that this lovely young lady next to me is my sister, okay? And I do have a complaint about the slide, though.
Stop it.
So this is my gorgeous nephew, James, and when we were going over the slides, I told her, there's only one picture of him, and it doesn't show his eyelashes very well. He has beautiful eyelashes.
Big blue eyes.
Big blue eyes, and he's so feisty.
Can I tell a story?
Please.
Just real quick.
Please.
Okay. So he's pretty clever about using his special needs to kind of get out of stuff. He's 13 years old, so...
As he should.
As he should.
Enterprising.
Yes, he's very enterprising. So he has sternal precautions because he's had heart surgery. He has a G-tube. And because of that, he's in kind of specialized PE. Well, somehow he had last year convinced everybody at his school that he could not do PE at all and that he just had to sit down on the bleachers and not do anything. And I'm like, oh, no. And we didn't find that out from his t-shirt until like October. So that kid got away with it for at least 2.5 months.